I'll be in bed soon, love. Just gotta finish writing this. Oh, it's just a script. I just haven't written in so long. When you get an idea, you gotta put it on the page. I can read what I have so far. I mean, it's not a lot, but it's something. It's hard to say what it's about. Yeah. I'll read it to you. So it starts with exterior, lakeside day, death, a beautiful woman with long black hair and a long flowing black semi-translucent dress walks along the bank of a lake. The ground is covered in smooth black rock that shimmers and shines under the noon sunlight. Ernest, mid-20s, sits. He places his back against an old oak tree. He watches death as she looks out across the lake. The far shore, so distant, it may as well be the ocean. She turns to him, and their eyes meet. Ernest closes his eyes. Death off camera. Whispering, "When are you coming back to me?" Ernest opens his eyes and sees Death beside him, her arms wrapped around him as she rests her head on his shoulder. He can't bear to look at her. She reaches out her hand and turns his face so their eyes meet. "Death, I'm waiting for you, my love." Ernest pulls out a pack of cigarettes from his pocket. He offers her the pack first, but she ignores it, nestles into his shoulder. "Death, you know those things will kill you." "Ernest, that's the plan." Death chuckles. "Death, I love you." Fade to white. Exterior, rooftop day. The sun beats down on Ernest as he opens his eyes to look at the sky, his feet dangling off the edge of the building. Lit cigarette half hanging out of his mouth. Leon, off camera, yelling, "Ernest!" Ernest breaks from his trance and looks over to his shoulder to see Leon, late 30s, scruffy and exhausted. Leon holds the fire exit door open. "Leon, you gotta come back down, man." Ernest looks at him silently and then takes a deep drag off his cigarette before throwing it off the roof. Leon shaking his head. "You're going to start a fire that way, you know." Ernest brushes past Leon and heads to the door. Interior office day. The office is stark and white. Ernest sits down in his chair and leans back, closing his eyes. Bethany, late 20s, in scrubs. She brushes her dark black hair from her face as she walks over to Ernest. "Bethany, arm please, hon." Ernest's eyes, still close, bring up his arm. Bethany preps his forearm before plunging a thick needle into it. The needle connects it to a long hose, which feeds to the other needles connected to all his other co-workers. As you follow the hose, it leads into a large room with a massive machine. Blood goes in, money comes out. "Bethany, you need to get the implant, hon. It's way better than getting pricked every day." Ernest, "I don't plan on being here that long." Bethany chuckles. She sounds like death. Ernest opens his eyes and looks at Bethany as she double checks his connection. "Bethany, you're all set, hon. Only 4 more hours. Thank God it's Friday, right?" Ernest, "Yeah." Interior train day. Ernest stands holding on to one of the support poles. All around him, sardines dressed in business suits, holding briefcases. Some make phone calls, others check impatiently at their watch. Ernest stares at one a bit too long, and it turns to look at him. "What are you looking at, buddy?" Ernest shakes his head to fish and says sorry, before averting his gaze. Ernest gets off on the next stop as he forces his way through the crowd. Interior, therapist's waiting room, day. Ernest nurses the spot on his arm where the needle was all day as he waits for the therapist's door to open. Finally it does. The therapist is a woman, but her face is never revealed. Her voice sounds just like death. Therapist, off camera. Ernest? He enters the office. Interior, therapist's office, day. Ernest sits in a red plush chair across from the therapist. He's half there, half somewhere else. Therapist, off camera. Good afternoon, Ernest. Exterior, city streets, night. Ernest walks down crowded streets. Everyone around him has their head down, focused on their phone. He passes a group of women taking a selfie with a homeless man. They throw $10 into a cup afterwards as they send a picture between each other. They giggle. Ernest lights a cigarette as he looks up into the cloudy sky. Exterior, park, night. Ernest sits on a park bench. Sweet music fills the air. He looks to a busker who plays by the fountain. A pair of police officers walk over to him and stop him mid-music. The busker places his guitar back in the case and prepares to move on. Therapist, voiceover. Are you trying to meet new people? Ernest, voiceover. I'm getting out of the house more. Interior, Ernest's apartment, night. Ernest pushes open the door to his apartment. His roommate, Doug, sleeps on the couch. The Netflix, are you still watching prompt is on the screen. Ernest turns off the TV. Doug, half asleep. I was still watching that. Ernest, you really weren't. Doug, turn back on the TV. Ernest, pay rent. The TV stays off. Doug grumbles and rolls away. Ernest picks up the blanket off the ground and pulls it onto Doug, who wraps himself in it. Ernest goes into his bedroom, closing the door behind him. I mean, there's a bit more, but it's not ready to be read yet. I don't know. Just kind of seeing where it goes. I'm curious, though. So I'll just keep writing, I guess. You're right. That's enough for tonight, at least. Which means we're going to go to bed. And I am exhausted, so. I love you. Sleep tight.